man. Osmosis, carbonate, filtered, distilled. See, we in trouble.
Super psyched to be with you today. This is your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, straight from the Berkshires all around the world, bringing you water culture, rock and roll, amazing interviews.
In the abundance of
the culture of the Wu Wei. Thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out on podcast.
Get thirsty.
Have a really cool show today. It's one of our episodes of a series that we have going called Berkshire Water Beat, where we talk to Berkshire-related journalists who are covering the water beat. And today we're going to be talking to the one and only Leslie Bassman. Hopefully I'm pronouncing it right. Bassman, yeah. Leslie Bassman from the Berkshire Edge. You may know of her as someone who covers some of the major water issues in the area. And super psyched to be with her today in studio. Stay tuned for the second half of the show. We'll be talking about an article that she just dropped about a health agency in the state of Massachusetts that dropped the ball, or they just dropped a health department report about the coincidences around cancer, and are there any clusters in the area? Long-awaited report going round and round for years. Finally was dropped last Friday. We'll be talking about that Housatonic Health Report coming really soon. So in the meantime, just thanks for tuning in. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. In a couple of days, just so you know, it's going to be International Talk Like a Pirate Day. So we got a little piratey fun to start off the show with Talk Like a Pirate. I think we have a technical difficulty, and we're going to figure out what that is. But in the meantime, let's listen to some ocean music in the background. It could very well be that I never signed into the PCTV, and the internet is down in this building when you're not connected to the PCTV. We'll be bringing everything back. But what's really fun is having ocean music in the background, ocean sounds, so you know nothing could ever go wrong when you're by the ocean. One of my favorite blue spaces, and a little bit of water wisdom. When you're by the ocean, that's ionized air, so you're getting some of the healthiest air. And what do we got here? We got a little Talk Like a Pirate. And this is by Tom Mason and the Blue Buccaneers. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to the authentic challenges of a live show.
Hey!
If ye be a lusty lad,
talk like a pirate.
If ye be a lusty lad.
Like a pirate,
if you be
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman ambassador for water. Loving everything H2O, straight from the Berkshires, here at Pittsfield Community Radio 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Super excited to be here with you having this great show today, Berkshire Water Beat, and we're going to be talking in a few minutes with, I'll introduce her now, Leslie Bassman. She is with the Berkshire Edge, and why don't you say hi to our water-loving fans around the world.
Hello, fellow water lovers from this Aquarian, a water bearer myself, and I'm excited to talk about issues of water importance to Berkshire residents.
Yeah, which actually go all around the world. She'll be with us talking in just about 10 minutes, so stay tuned for that. Super psyched. And then what do we have going on? We have some poetry. Not going to do any news because the news is going to come at the second half of the show. Going to have, let's see, what kind of poetry we have today. This is, thanks to the Poetry Foundation, this is Infanta Marina by Wallace Stevens. And this is As He Spoke It.
Infanta Marina. Her terrace was the sand and the palms and the twilight. She made of the motions of her wrist the grandiose gestures of her thought. The rumpling of the plumes of this creature of the evening came to be flights of sails over the sea, and thus she roamed in the roamings of her fan, partaking of the sea and of the evening as they flowed around and uttered their subsiding sound.
I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Like that, you see?
No, I see, I get the idea.
Oh!
Put your feet in the water if you want to feel free. I love it when you shave your head and how you walk, that's very me. Flickering lights in your head, going from red to green. And I'm scared to cross the road for fear of what I'll see and feel. Truth is underwater. Tell that immigration lawyer this world belongs to me too. When I get there, will you show me your humanity? When I'm lying on the beach, will you feed me, Mother Italy? Oh, the goddesses of Greece, will you treat me like a queen or a refugee? Put your faith in the water if you're brave enough to brave the storm. The ocean is a ruthless lover, but there would be no tears without her. And what about the moon? Truth is underwater. Can a shark ever be kind? Can an octopus tell lies? Is a starfish really a star? You wanna know how small you are? Swim beside a killer whale. Oh, whale. It's not just dropping the ocean. Oh, no, no. So better just start a commotion. Truth is underwater. Can a shark ever be kind? Can an octopus tell lies? Is a starfish really a star? I'm lying on the beach. Will you feed me, Mother Italy? All the goddesses of Greece. Will you treat me like a queen or a refugee?
Thank you.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super water man, ambassador for water. My name is Leslie, and I'm super psyched to be here with you with And So It Flows, where we blend water music, water news, water deep water talk, not shallow, deep water talk, and bring the culture of water from the Berkshires, a center of culture, to all around the world. Super psyched to do it. I do it for all the places where you can't do what Boy George was talking about, which is put your feet in the water. How many places around the country can't you do that because it might be questionable? That's enough. With a ENUF. And that's why this show is here, because we know the value of that H2O. And super psyched to be with Leslie Bassman. I got to get it right. I'm getting it right. Leslie is with the Berkshire Edge. And she's got a whole background herself that I don't know as much about. Why don't you tell our water-loving listeners around the world a little bit about who you are?
Well, I will. But first, I want to thank you so much for bringing me on today to talk about something that is so important to so many communities in Berkshire County, and that is the Housatonic River and water itself.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually come from Texas, and where water is really a scarce commodity in some areas, especially central Texas, where we moved from about 4.5 years ago. I moved with my husband, and our family is all up here. But water there is like gold, you know, especially in drought conditions, especially when you talk about preserving the rivers and streams. And that brings us to, you know, the Housatonic River. And
yeah, you actually did a big story recently, and that's why you're here. So, I mean, you saw a report from the Department of Health. And what exactly was that report?
Well, this really touches on the report touches on the relationship between incidences of cancer in 5 communities in the Berkshires along the Housatonic River, and whether or not those incidences were heightened, number one, in fact, heightened, or, and number two, whether or not they could be related to a toxin in the waterway. And that would stem from GE for years. They deposited PCBs, or polychlorinated biphenyls, which is a chemical that was used in creating their transformers, and they deposited them in the waterway in the Housatonic River.
And in the ground.
From Pittsfield, and in the ground. And those are forever chemicals. That is, they never deteriorate.
That's like the OG. Everybody thinks it's all about the PFAS, but PCBs were the thing. And, yep. You know, there were, it took until 1976 for the EPA to call it anything close to carcinogenic. And so this report comes out.
This report comes out, and what happened is it comes on the report doesn't find a link between incidences of cancer and communities, between incidences of cancer in communities along the waterway, and that's 5 towns, and the PCBs. The report was requested because there was a prior report that was old. It was a 2002 report that went into research from 82 to 94, and that found no correlation.
Of course not.
So the residents, there was no correlation, and residents clamored, let's have a current report. We have new reporting methods. We have new research data. Let's get that on board.
So let's talk about some stuff that when people read such a headline or an observance that there's no connection. So there's a couple of tests. I'm remembering kind of water related. It was a joke from Cheech and Chong. They were Eskimos, and they were making sure they didn't step in the dog poop. So one Eskimo says to other, smell, you know. And mm-hmm. But really, does this pass the smell test of the reality of the situation from people's anecdotal evidence? Meaning, did it happen to them? And what do you think? Like, what do you think? What's your thought on
it? You know, I'm not quite sure. Not being a scientist, not having a medical background, I kind of relied on, in a story that's coming out this afternoon, relied on medical experts and experts who really delved into, you know, PCB and the correlation.
You mean there's a follow-up story coming?
Yes, there is.
Wow, and it's going to be in the Berkshire Edge very soon.
Very soon today. Look for it. But it really, I called upon stakeholders in the community. What do you think of this report? Is that right that two reports in a row done by Mass DPH, Department of Public Health, both claim there's no correlation? How could that be? Are these reports thorough?
Exactly. You know, I actually, part of my background is in the water industry. Mm-hmm. And there are water tests I used to sell, and people would buy them. Some were very small tests of a few amount of things. And then there were things with larger amounts of tests, which were more expensive. And I would share with them, like, if you just test for, like, bacteria and there's a pesticide in there, pesticide's not going to jump up and down, so you have to test for it. So there's some, I want to unravel that a little further. But first, so you read the report.
I did.
And the funny part, it's not even funny. You know, it's like Mad Magazine. If it wasn't so funny, it was sick. How long have Berkshire County residents been waiting for this report?
Well, that's a good question, because I went to a meeting in Pittsfield last year, a year ago in October, and that report was going to come out by the end of 2024. So the end of 2024 came and went. So then the report was going to come out in the summer. The summer came and went. Then it was going to come out end of August. Nope. So it just came out this Friday, and the town of Lee has requested that report. Others have been clamoring. Residents and states and town officials have been clamoring for that report.
Yeah. So for those of you listening around the world, water lovers, thank you very much. On podcast, you actually are listening to a show which we call Berkshire Water Beat. And today I'm talking with Leslie Bassman, who works with the Berkshire Edge. And right now we're having this conversation regarding Housatonic, a health department study on the impact of the PCBs on local health. And just really, really quickly, how does it relate to you? I don't know if you're listening from around the world. Look nearby and see if there are any water issues. That will let you see if it's prevalent. So this isn't just about Pittsfield. This is about where you're listening from, wherever that is. And again, so people, I saw a mashup of videos, which was super funny. I think it's the clock started ticking around 2022 or three,
right,
for this report.
Yeah.
And it was each time that was put out by the Berkshire Argus, a friend of show, Bill Shine, put it together, and it's a whole series of times where the Department of Health went up to the, I don't know which city council or town council they were going to, but there were multiple saying the report is just about ready.
Yes.
Or it will be ready soon. That's,
yes.
Wow.
Pittsfield had pushed and pushed for this report. And so the report comes out and finds no correlation, even though there were higher incidences of certain types of cancers, three cancers that are aligned with PCB exposure. And but the report dismissed them as really those higher incidences might be attributable to tobacco, to tobacco use or lifestyle. And
perhaps it was too much raspberry jam. You know, it's like there's a smell test. So, okay, I'm going to back up a little. I'm a little passionate about the subject. Okay, so let's say, for instance, a person is a sports mom or dad. I think you were a sports mom and
swimming mom.
I'm a soccer dad, basketball dad, and wrestling dad. And there's something that comes with being a sports dad, which is you reserve the right to tell people to do the work.
Yeah.
Because it's hard work sometimes. Who wants to wake up in the morning and go jogging 5 miles when the cows aren't even awake? Who wants to wake up and do deep knee bends or jumping jacks or anything like that when the first thing you're thinking about is like, what kind of grades do I have, or I need some coffee? Like, if to sometimes work is involved, and it's not bad. It's just that there is work involved. There's stuff to do, actions to take. So the Nothing to See Here report.
Yes.
Is that how you see it?
Well, the report really did reflect that idea, Nothing to See Here. And this is after, years of study and expense. And critics claim, though, that something was missing from the report, such as didn't study Caitlin Pierce of she is an advocate for a group against PCBs, opposed to PCBs, and she grew up in Pittsfield near the plant, GE plant. And she said a study of melanoma was not, that cancer was omitted. There were other things omitted in the report that just don't make sense. And she raises some really good points. I do agree. She raises some good points. For instance, residents who were polled as to their incidences of cancer, those are residents that currently reside in those areas. What about people who moved away and who have incidences of cancer?
Sure.
It's like the Camp Lejeune effect.
You pass through the city, you're impacted, and then what is there as a form of restitution for that, or any kind of form of acknowledgement, even? It's more like that. So, again, it's like you have another report coming out, which is coming out hopefully this afternoon, if not tomorrow. And that is regarding what? What a response?
Your response. I looked at, I asked different stakeholders in the community what they thought of this report. And whereas the report is fresh, and it was released Friday afternoon on a beautiful Berkshire afternoon.
That's a normal bury the story kind of thing. I come from a background of corporate PR, so it's like really... When you're talking about propaganda, I know what propaganda looks like because I make propaganda. So you're saying there's this next report. Can you share anything about the report? About what you, any just like snippety stuff? Teaser?
Sure, I can. And so basically, all of the stakeholders I spoke to said this report poses more questions than answers. And because of what it omits. Even after the expense and the time taken and the delay in releasing the report.
Oh.
It also doesn't go into some incidences of cancer that might be more rare, that might correlate to PCBs, but their numbers aren't statistically high anyway, but they could relate to that toxin, to being exposed to that toxin, and it goes into different towns along the Housatonic.
Oh, yeah. And it goes into polar bears at the North Pole. It really does. This stuff is airborne. You thought COVID was airborne. PCBs are airborne as well. So here's the thought I got. Is for folks who are just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, where we have a combination of water music, water talk, and really water culture straight from the Berkshires. Check us out on all your podcast platforms. Also, check out our Spotify playlist by the same name. And that has all the different water songs. Now, as far as your thought here, is what questions did some of these stakeholders ask or think need to be asked?
Well, they said that the report was vague, that it should have gone into other types of cancers that exist. It should have maybe looked further into what population existed over the years that may have been exposed to the Housatonic River.
If
toxins and PCBs are forever chemicals, and besides that, those PCBs actually wash down to the rest of river, and that goes through the state of Connecticut to the Long Island Sound.
Goes to New York.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is really a regional. You know,
it's Berkshire's dirty little secret.
I get it. It's nice if in that world, again, I'm going to jump back to the sports dad analogy here. It's like there are hard things to do in life, like making pizza, baking, corn muffin. There are things like having to go jogging in the middle of the night or, you know, caring for a loved one that you are triggered by.
Yeah.
All those things are hard, but people still do it. So what's in the way of the doing? So the doing is the actual action. What's possible if action is taken? And then another thing, if to back up a little bit about specifically about the report, is cancer is a way of the kind of like limiting the scope of the impact of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're dealing with the OG of forever chemicals, a couple things come to mind. Now, there are endocrine issues that show up. There's issues around the nervous system and other things related to that. So none of that was none of that. It was just cancer.
Well, they did go into certain types of cancers, but said that, and especially that the second report did, as the first report show, a heightened incidences of cancer, bladder cancer in males. But they dismissed those anytime there was a higher incidence or a correlation. That correlation was dismissed as being lifestyle choices or tobacco use, alcohol
use. Of course, it's got to be tobacco.
And so... Really,
I actually think since there's such a high incidence of dispensaries here, maybe it's just people smoking too much weed. Maybe that's it. So you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm talking with Leslie Bossman, who is with the Berkshire Edge. We're having a little episode here, part of a series called Berkshire Waterbeat. I'm going to have about another 6 minutes of this conversation, but just thanks so much for. So was there anywhere or is there any other report that might be in the works for all the health impacts?
Well, as
or
of
is
now,
everything being piecemealed or just put into the cancer?
So as of now, regarding DPH, I don't know of any. However, the rest of river remediation process is still ongoing, and that is a 12-plus year process to dredge the river and then take the most densely chemical toxin materials out of the river. And those with the most toxins, they're sent out of the area, but those that are of lower volume toxicity, those will be sent to an upland disposal facility. That's a toxic waste dump in the town of Lee. And so there are some safety and health issues that residents and officials have asked. The transportation route alone poses some problems with trucking it.
So could this health report be a way for whoever is doing the work within it as a way to build a narrative like nothing to see here?
Yes.
It would be fine to have a dump in the historical town of Lee, Massachusetts, which provided most of the marble to build Washington, D.C. And so I don't think that's a fair swap. There's nothing about that that sounds fair to me. However, that's my opinion.
Well, if safety implications aren't implied by this report, then does that clear the way for safe travel for some trucks? Now, there was a win on behalf of the officials and residents that EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, GE, went back to the drawing board to figure out how to get these materials out of the area or to the UDF, the dump, toxic waste dump, more safely. And that they are relying now on train transport, which is what was suggested by officials and townsfolk as a safer alternative. But does this then pave the way for some of those trucking transports then to clear?
Yeah, yeah. And this actually is relevant for those of all of us who are different political persuasions, because I think in our Constitution somewhere, there's this life, then liberty, then the pursuit of happiness. Both of those are being impacted, first two, right now. Right now, liberty, as well as some would say, if there's no life, no liberty, why pursue happiness? That's the question. In a state like Massachusetts, and from any state that you're listening to this podcast, is that important enough for us to say, wow, you know, let's deal with this first, and then we could fight off our differences after that. Mm-hmm. So this part is the first part. And this what I call the unifying principle of, you know, being alive. And I'm so glad that you're looking into this kind of stuff and you have another report dropping. Couple of minutes. You were at a recent EPA meeting for Silver Lake.
I was.
And Silver Lake, they've done something called capping it. Mm-hmm. Like, is there any other movement in that area? For Silver Lake, any other upcoming meetings or ways to discuss if even there needs to be a new way of dealing with it?
Well, I'm not sure, but that incident happened because the process wasn't foolproof. So the cap that covered the PCBs, the dangerous toxins, or the danger that the risk, that health risk that was posed to humans using that lake, Silver Lake, that cap started to erode. And that was an issue, making that a health hazard.
Sometimes we have to go back to the drawing board. Sometimes, like, again, going back to sports ed, sometimes there's work to do. And I don't know what there is, and then action moves mountains, and that's really that's where I want to kind of end this. How about you, like, where can people find your work?
So the berkshireedge.com, and go ahead and seek out some of these meetings. Go on the Town of Lee website. They usually have some of the EPA meetings on their calendars. Tri-Town Board of Health, they'll be discussing this as they have before.
Yeah.
And
there's even more. I'll have you on for another show because there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on in Berkshires too around water. And just thanks. So if people look up your name on the Berkshire Edge, can they do that and see your reporting?
They can. And they can also email me with any of their concerns at lbassman, LBASSMAN, at theberkshireedge.com.
And Leslie is spelled?
LESLEE.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do that. My mom did that.
That's great. Yeah, I have a thing with my parents. They named me Leslie as well, with a little bit different spelling. And just thanks again for joining And So It Flows, the only show for H2O, and we'll be talking soon.
Thank you.
Okay, be well. Be
you
well.
Too.
Got some more music coming your way. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Yes, I agree. But to guarantee that the H2O is pure fat, it's good to use the heating source, Stoino. It's like my mama always said, better safe than sorry.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtown. I don't wanna be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't wanna be the bad guy. I don't wanna do your sleepwalk dance.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Ever since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind. And your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Abundance of water. The food.